Burlington. It is now 37 Racine, 38 in Kenosha. For WGTD News, I am Dave McGrath. 10 past 8, the morning show with Greg Berg is next.
Support for the morning show comes from the University of Wisconsin Parkside, offering an online master's degree in healthcare administration. Learn the skills necessary to be a leader and make an impact in the ever-evolving and diverse field of healthcare in partnership with UW Extension. Details are available at uwp.edu.
And we welcome you to the Wednesday Morning Show on WGTD. I'm Gregory Berg. It's very, very nice to welcome back to our program for his monthly visit to the program, Brian Albrecht, the president of Gateway Technical College. Still not quite in person, still via Zoom, but we can sort of sense the day when we're all going to be able to gather together in the WGTD studios for these monthly conversations. President Albrecht, we welcome you back to the program.
Thank you, Greg. And I, too, look forward to the time that we'll be back in the studio together. Although I will say I've been on campus, and it is just so great to see so many students and so many of our team members back and enjoying the campus life experience.
And we will introduce our two special guests in just a moment. I know there are a couple of things you want to talk about. One of them is something happening tomorrow, something called National Signing Day. Explain to our listeners what this means.
Yeah, correct. It is one of the most exciting days that we have here on campus, although this year, of course, via Zoom. So we're excited to be able to celebrate young people making their commitment to choose Gateway Technical College. So yeah, as in sports, when you hear the word signing day, you know that someone's going to be going off to college to play tennis or play football or go on a swimming team. And they hold a big ceremony at the high school and they have signed what's called a letter of intent. Well, we do the same thing in career and technical education with our partners through the National Coalition of Certification Centers, Snap-on Tools, Train Corporation, and many others. So across the country, high school seniors are signing their letter of intent to turn pro in their profession. Might be professional machinist, professional technician for automotive, might be an aviation pilot, interior designer. So all of those young people, well over 200 tomorrow, will sign their letter of intent to attend Gateway and pursue with passion their career interests.
So a happy day for sure.
A very happy day. You know, just like on TV, they get a baseball cap, they sign a letter of intent. Their parents are so proud, their grandparents are proud. And of course, we are all proud here at Gateway that they chose us. But more importantly, our community knows just how in demand technical skills are. So the skilled worker shortage, which we will touch on today in our interview, has never been greater, even though we've been talking about it now, it seems like for 10 years, but it continues to be the forefront of what's not allowing industry to pursue with rigor the economic growth opportunities that are out there because of the lack of skilled technicians.
Yeah, we'll get to more of that in just a moment. I know that you want to say a word about something that you like to talk about quite often, pathways, specifically degree pathways. And it sounds like there are a couple of new pathways that we should be excited about.
Yeah, thanks, Greg. And there's been a few articles in the local paper and on social media. So I've an update on this. Last month, the approved a new path called the Associate of Arts and the Associate of Science degrees. Those what might be familiar with most people as a transfer degree pathway. So 60 plus credits of college courses at Gateway Technical College being directly transferred into the UW system. Now, we've always had great partnerships with the University of Wisconsin system in Whitewall and Parkside, but this would make it a statewide effort if it's approved by the legislature. If not, through our Board of Trustees, we're going to pursue these new pathways. Currently, Gateway offers one-year diploma programs and Associate of Applied Science degree pathways, which doesn't always transfer easily. It can be a little awkward and clumsy for students to have those credits recognized. So we believe that the AA and the AS degree pathway will not only help students, but will increase the opportunities for adults and young students to take their university degree programming right here in their home community through this type of extended partnerships. We're really excited about it.
Excited with good reason. Finally, I know that it is nearing the end of this current semester, and that's kind of an exciting, if maybe sometimes stressful time for students and teachers alike.
It's hard to believe, isn't it? I remember the program that we had in the beginning of the semester last January, where we were, the whole focus was on how are we going to survive and thrive in this Zoom and hybrid virtual environment. And here we are talking about the end of the semester already. The time just goes so fast. And I just want to take a moment to say how proud I am and all of us at Gateway are of their students for their continued grit and desire to accomplish their goals. So we again will have a terrific celebration at commencement, but those students put in a lot of extra effort. And as we've talked about on this program, many of them also working, balancing their families, balancing job lives. And so they've got a lot of things that they're trying to maneuver through, and to know that they've made it to this part in their journey is really rewarding. And for those students that are halfway through, we're just going to be coming back. Know that we will continue to make sure that our campuses are safe and engaged learning environments. And they too will have that opportunity very soon as time flies by. And another big thank you to all of our faculty and our staff for the extraordinary effort to kind of make sure that we provided these services during COVID. And it's not been easy, but I can tell you they've worked really hard to make sure that it's been rewarding for our students. And I think that's the celebration that we want to bring forward to our community this spring.
Fantastic. So let's allow you to introduce the two very special guests that you have invited to join us today.
Absolutely. I'm thrilled today. We've got a great program in store. We're going to make a really super important announcement for our community and extend the partnerships that Gateway has with our corporate partners. So today we have Bill Diamond, Haas Technical Education Manager. We'll talk more about what Haas does, Haas Automation, Gateway's partnership with Haas over the last 10 plus years. And to help us celebrate that, Rich Schaus has joined us. He is one of our instructors and has been really instrumental in building the relationship and developing and delivering the skills that I just talked about, the important skills for our students so that they can be successful in their life's work as technicians.
Excellent. We welcome both of you to the morning show. Rich Schaus, tell us a little bit about your own background here at Gateway Technical College. How long have you taught at Gateway, and what kinds of things have you taught here?
Sure. So like Brian was saying, I'm a CNC instructor at Gateway Technical College. I'm going on my seventh year teaching here at Gateway. I'm a lifelong Southeastern Wisconsin resident, so I've lived in all three of our counties that in our district. I've also graduated from a high school within our district, so I'm a Wilmot High School graduate. I've spent my entire professional career in machining. So right from high school, I started an internship, and 20 plus years, it took me to where I'm at today.
And that's an important part of the work that we do here, Greg. Our instructors work in industry, so they bring that industry knowledge and experience back to the classroom. And I think that's so important. And so when Rich talks with students about, hey, here's what's going to be expected on the job, he knows, right? And those students really gravitate toward that and go like, hey, we got to pay attention because these are the skills that are going to help me become successful just like my instructor. Hmm.
Rich, can you explain to our listeners real quick those letters you said at the start in terms of what you teach at Gateway and what those letters stand for?
Sure. CNC stands for Computer Numerical Control. And what a CNC machinist does is we program material removal tools, large industrial pieces of equipment to manufacture anything from medical implants to automobile parts, to airplane parts, anything you can think of, CNC machining has their hand in.
Hmm, very good. So yeah, we've done a number of interviews over the last 12, 13 months with various instructors, Carthage, Parkside, Gateway, certainly, about what it's been like to try to teach in this environment of the pandemic. Explain to our listeners what it's been like for you in the kind of things that you teach, and also kind of what the current status is, whether you are in person or online or some mix of the two.
Sure, Greg. Well, I got to tell you, you know, things aren't really that different for us. You know, our program was deemed essential, so we've been here on the front line since day one. Our local manufacturers are manufacturing important PPE items, so respirator pieces, face masks. So there's still a strong need for machinists to get out in industry. The things that we teach cannot be taught online. So our instructors are here right on the front lines teaching competencies that need to be met on the equipment that they're using in industry. So we do have a lecture portion of our classes. It's minor. And those are pre-recorded online, so the students are really focusing while they're here on those pieces of equipment.
And so if you're a student and you like hands-on learning, Gateway's the place to be. But Rich, I just want to comment. You used a key word there, essential skills and essential jobs. And we all take for granted that, you know, when we order something from Amazon or anywhere else, that it's going to be delivered to our front door. Well, someone still has to make that part, right? And CNC machinists and setup programmers, operators, those are the types of jobs that keep the economy flowing. And we're very proud at Gateway. We have a really extensive CNC programming offerings for our students that lead directly into automation and robotics. And there's a pathway of opportunities for students to, once they identify that as a career interest, to excel in their job. So credit to Rich. He's been leading this effort for us for many years and is not only a leading expert in the field, but he's also helping shape the entire state of Wisconsin's curriculum around CNC.
Fantastic. I believe for the first time, I could be wrong, but I believe for the first time we're welcoming to the program Bill Diamond, who is Technical Education Manager for Haas Automation. And we're really happy to have you here. We'd love to hear a little bit, first of all, about yourself, your own professional background, and a little bit about what you do as Technical Education Manager for Haas Automation.
Sure. Thank you. I've been with Haas since 1998, and I'm currently working directly with high school and tech college educators throughout Wisconsin, Western Pennsylvania, and Ventura and Los Angeles counties in California. So I go to a school either like Gateway, where they have a lot of experience already with CNC, or I may be working directly with a high school in introducing CNC into their curriculum. And a lot of that is budgetary, of course, because the schools always have a budget. So we work with them to spec out the best equipment. Also to make sure that they're trained correctly to utilize the equipment. And I also try to expose them to industry partners as well as tech college people like Rich, so that they have resources outside of just coming back to me or my my support team moving forward.
Bill, I find that really fascinating. You're like the bridge builder. You're helping to connect the interests of the students with the employers and helping create that dynamic where we can provide the right resources, equipment, tools, content, a lot of those variables that are so important in order to build that bridge. I also find it fascinating that you have a coverage across the entire nation, right? So I bet it's probably similar whether you're in Elkhorn, Wisconsin, or you're in Los Angeles, that there is still a need for CNC operators across the entire nation.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, I'm a bit biased being a Wisconsin guy myself, but, you know, I'm shocked at the tech college system across the U.S., how strong it really is and how many great people like Rich there is out there. I think you said something really important earlier about coming from industry. I think that is critical. You know, all the great instructors that I see out there, and there's many of them, they all came from a background of industry, and that exposure in industry, you know, translates directly to help the students to be successful.
We probably shouldn't go any further without finding out just exactly what Haas Automation makes or does. So take us inside the four walls of Haas Automation.
Sure. How much time do we have?
Probably not enough.
It's a lengthy story, but I'll give you the Reader's Digest version. Haas Automation is owned by a single person. His name is Gene Haas. He founded Haas Automation in 1983. And the first product that he built was called the Rotary Indexer, which is a piece of equipment to hold the part for machining. And what he did is he took a manual piece of equipment and actually added a servo motor to it and scales and made it into a very high precision instrument that automated what was a manual process. So that was 1983. In 1988, he decided that he was going to build a vertical mill, which most milling machines and other CNC equipment was actually built offshore. So he built a vertical mill and took it to IMTS and basically put it out there for $50,000, which was super reasonable at the time. It was, you know, probably 40% less than anything else that was in the marketplace at that time. Well, he went there with the machine. I think he took like 40 orders, which he wasn't prepared to do, you know, so now he had to go back to, you know, his manufacturing facility and try to figure out how to make and deliver those machines. He managed to do that. Haas, in the year 2000, they shipped their 25,000 their number 25,000 machines. So from 88 to 2000, they built and shipped 25,000 machines. 14 years later, in 2014, they reached 150,000 machines shipped. 2018, they hit 200,000. And today, Haas is shipping about 12,000 machines annually and is a billion-dollar corporation. So it's quite a American success story.
Hey, Bill, it certainly is. I remember meeting Gene at an event, hearing that story, and all I can think about is entrepreneurship, innovation, tenacity to succeed, and of course, his technical skills behind all of that. It is a great story and one that has resonated in classrooms and laboratories across the nation. Because if you went to Gateway or any of our partnering colleges, you would see Haas CNC machines in plenty. If you went to the SC Johnson Integrated Manufacturing Center, walked into Tarnowski Hall, it's Haas machines. So they have been not only instrumental in helping advance the industry, but build a linkage back to education so we can provide training and support to help young people achieve success in this career.
Rich Schaus, there's obviously a really close connection between what you teach at Gateway and what Haas Automation provides for educators like you and colleges all over the place. Tell us more about this connection and what a difference it's made just for you personally.
Absolutely, Greg. I think first and foremost, where Haas is really a standout company is the fact that Bill's not just going to sell us a machine. I'm sure he'd like to sell us a bunch of machines, but he also, there's a support and an education package that comes along with that. So I know I have Bill's cell phone number. I can call him any time of the day, and he'll most of the time answer it and help me out with anything that I need. Not only that, Haas has such a big education arm that they've developed their own curriculum for Haas mills and lathes. And I'm excited to say that Gateway is actually a partnering school. We're able to give that certification and use their curriculum in their classes. So it's not just selling a piece of equipment that's an industry standard piece of equipment. It's all the support that goes along with that. There's a national Haas technical educators conferences. There's a really great community of CNC educators where we kind of get together, whether on social media or in person, and kind of trade tricks and talk about best practices. So it's really an amazing community that Haas has built.
And Rich, it's like an extension of your advisory committee, right? Where maybe once a semester or so you get input from industry. This way you have daily opportunities to create new opportunities, questions that come in, curriculum modifications, and it's directly related to the types of equipment that we're training on. So it's very applicable. You don't have to spend 6 months trying to figure out how this fits within the curriculum. It's already designed for you.
And done, and beautifully done, I might add. Mm-hmm.
Bill Diamond, give us some sense of the scope of your national outreach in education. I mean, are there a lot of schools out there like Gateway Technical College with which you work? I mean, just give us a sense of just how much you are doing.
So as I stated earlier, we work across three geographic territories. And, you know, I don't feel most people really don't get the tech college, how strong it is. But, you know, like I said, I'm biased to Wisconsin and Gateway. You know, the articulation program I want to point to with the high schools has been really a game changer, because we're introducing students at a younger age to, you know, CNC. I think sometimes by the time they're a junior or a senior in high school, their career path is kind of laid out, or what they think is going to be their career path, and they don't necessarily get exposure to some great opportunities that are out in the manufacturing world. So I would point to, you know, the articulation program as a super strong thing in Wisconsin that I don't see elsewhere. You know, they're all really strong, but, you know, Gateway stands above everyone else as far as, you know, just trailblazers, really.
We're going to repeat this story two or three times, Bill. Thank you so much. Gateway stands ahead as a trailblazer. I really appreciate that. And, you know, when you're inside the organization, you hope you're doing the right things. You're working hard every day. You see the results from our students. But when you start thinking about what's going on across the nation, how can we impact it? And you have to go back to the roots a little bit of this region of the country, right? We are a manufacturing base. Well over 20% of our population is directly employed in the manufacturing sector, probably a little higher here in Southeast Wisconsin. So we draw upon that history, that foundation, and we build new pathways of automation. And we take a look at the types of companies that are out there today. Speed, data, IT, all of those new skill sets, smart sensing machines, and all of those technologies are built into the equipment that you help provide. And that's something that is very difficult for a school or a college to fully grasp how to make that happen, because it has to happen inside the development of the product. And so I know Rich has been working really hard on making those connections for our students and helping them raise their level of skills from what might have been a machinist, you know, a generation ago, today is a full-scale technician. You got to be able to anticipate, analyze, and respond to data from that machine.
One other thing I want to throw in quick is that, you know, over the last 5 years, probably 5 to 6 years, we now have over 100 high schools in Wisconsin that are HTECs.
Yeah, that's important. That building that pathway of articulation is so important. Students can make a great living. We know that. Well, maybe as Rich talked about, what's the average salaries of CNC operators when they graduate from our programs? And of course, the demand is so high. So the more we can expand that talent pipeline, the better we can serve our employers and, as a result, serve the individual and their families with great family supporting jobs.
For those of you just joining us, today is the monthly visit of Brian Albrecht, the president of Gateway Technical College. And with him is Gateway instructor Rich Schaus. And Bill Diamond is with us, who is the technical education manager for Haas Automation. Bill Diamond, it's my understanding that the Gene Haas Foundation has selected Gateway Technical College as a strategic partner, which means, among other things, investing in the students served by the college. Tell us more about this, the nature of this partnership, and how it came about, and why Gateway, out of so many potential schools, is chosen for this particular partnership.
Sure. I'll backtrack just a little bit. So the Gene Haas Foundation was actually started in 1999 by Gene Haas, and he started as a local entity in Oxnard, California, and it was started with his donations to the Boys and Girls Club to have, so his employees had somewhere for their kids to go after school or while the parents were at work or whatever. So since that beginning, the foundation has awarded over $100 million in grants and scholarships. The majority of that funding goes towards CNC technology, engineering, manufacturing, and it really is in direct grants and scholarships to a student to assist them to further their education. And like I said earlier, you know, Gateway has a commitment to students and their manufacturing program is super strong. So it's really a natural match to, you know, match up the Gene Haas Foundation with Gateway. We've been working with Gateway since 2003. They were one of the first technical colleges in the state and probably in the country to implement CNC into their curriculum and become an HTEC. So it's awesome working with Gateway. I'm really happy that this partnership is happening. And, you know, Gateway just continues to lead a path. They have Y-axis turning machines. They're investing in 5-axis. So they're really a leader in the industry. And we're so happy that we're partnered up with them.
We're really excited about this, Bill. This is not only going to help us continue to elevate our game in manufacturing and CNC, but also increase capacity for the scholarship programs through our foundation. And you've always been, the Gene Haas Foundation has always been a great supporter of the Wisconsin Technical Colleges, and Gateway's been a beneficiary of that over the last few years for scholarships, specifically for the CNC program and some of Rich's students. This new announcement of a strategic partnership will lead to a major gift that we will celebrate with our Board of Trustees next week. But we want to share it with our community today. This represents a $500,000 gift, $500,000 from the Gene Haas Foundation to Gateway, and we are grateful for that. And please express our appreciation to your entire team, starting with Gene, for their commitment to the future of Southeast Wisconsin through this funding program. And it will help support our Promise to Finish program. So this is primarily for adults that have been in college, but maybe hadn't crossed that finish line. This provides a scholarship and financial support to complete their college degree. And we know what a change in life that can mean for individuals. It's almost like getting that first job that changes your whole perspective on what you can do with the rest of your life, similar to completing your college degree. So the Promise to Finish program endowed by the Gene Haas Foundation is going to be something that will build a new legacy for Southeast Wisconsin. And we're so proud that Gateway Technical College is a partner with you in making all of that a reality for us. So thank you.
Rich Schaus, try to put into words just how thrilling a development this is for you. I mean, I should think this means a great deal for you and your program and for the recruitment of students into your program.
Absolutely. I mean, I've seen firsthand recipients of this, and boy, it's kind of emotional to talk about. It's life-changing. I mean, you know, for a student to be able to completely change their career, maybe they're a recent high school graduate, or, you know, maybe there's somebody in their 30s or 40s looking to upskill themselves and really start a whole new career. I mean, to be able to go to school and get retrained into something that's going to take care of their families and their household for little to no cost at all, it's a huge emotional deal. And like, I'm really excited. I mean, this is happening right here in my community. These are my neighbors. So, and these are the folks that are going to work at the industry that I love, you know, and that has given me so much. I mean, boy, if we were in person, I could show you the goosebumps on my arm talking about it. It's a major, major deal. And I'm just proud to work here.
Rich, I just want to say we so much appreciate Gene Haas and the entire team that is making this gift, but we also appreciate you. You're the link to all of this. And you can tell from this interview that you and Bill have a great relationship, and the fact that Gateway is a supporter of the HTEC program and that we're leveraging all of the resources possible, that's a credit to your leadership and the leadership of your entire team in the manufacturing programs here at Gateway. They go the extra mile to help students achieve those success and those milestones in their life. So a great celebration day for you as well.
Thank you. Rich Schaus, tell us more about CNC. It's traditionally been, or recently at least, been a top job market in this part of the state. Is there still a growing need for CNC operators?
Absolutely. Thanks, Greg. You know, every week, I'm not kidding, every week that I'm here, I get an email from a different company, a local employer. Rich, who do you have for us? Send us your way. I can tell you, you know, through my own professional career that you know, I've seen some economic downturns, the dot-com bubble, the housing bubble of 2008, and I've never, ever been without a job. People with our skill level, it takes a long time to learn, and it takes a long time to develop these skills, especially if you're specialized. You're never going to have a problem finding a job. And I'm not talking about just in Walworth, Kenosha, Racine County. This is nationwide. So, you know, a person with a Midwestern work ethic like we have here, you know, we could write our ticket nationwide. You know, people are really excited to have, you know, I'm talking from Florida to Texas to California to New York. You know, these skills are transferable everywhere. So much so that right now, local companies here in Walworth County, they're offering a hiring bonus. So, you know, it's things I haven't seen in a little while. We need people to stand in front of these equipment, run the machines, operate them. It's really a professional position. And, you know, I'm glad to help fill those needs at the company. So,
and Greg, I wouldn't be doing my job if I didn't remind people that registration is open right now. So we are getting ready for our summer term and our fall term again. But we encourage people to come and take a look. It can be intimidating at first when you hear about computer numerical control. What actually is that? But boy, the team has all of the support systems in place to make sure that students are successful and can really begin to think about how learning new skills can propel your career, and it will change your interests because you're going to be exposed to so many different things around manufacturing that, you know, it's an exciting field, and we see it building all around us. Go drive up and down the interstates. You see all of the activity, and all of that takes technical skills. So we're open here at Gateway to take more students.
Bill Diamond, let's have you expand on what Rich Schaus was just saying about how this acute need for more CNC operators is not just peculiar to this part of the Midwest, but a need that we are seeing all across the country. You are probably as aware of that as anybody would be.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we're seeing, you know, we're calling it a resurgence in American manufacturing, but it never really went away. It's always been a demand for skilled people. And I think places like Gateway are introducing students to, you know, manufacturing in the past, I think was kind of thought of as a dark, dirty thing to do, but technology has really changed all that. And, you know, the old kind of dirty, dingy places, they're not they're not really around anymore. They've evolved over time, or they've went away. But across the U.S., you know, there is jobs everywhere. Everywhere I go, the job boards are full. All the tech colleges, even at the high school level, you know, some employers are trying to get high school seniors now that have, you know, ran equipment for a couple of years to come and do kind of entry level or apprentice type jobs. You know, we as a foundation, the educational members such as myself, which I think there's 8 to 10 across the U.S. working with Haas and the distributors, you know, we just got a report a couple weeks ago called The Skills Gap in Manufacturing 2020 and Beyond. And, you know, over the next decade, there's projected to be 3.5 million manufacturing jobs that need to be filled. And they expect the shortfall to be about 50% of that. So there's going to be almost 2 million manufacturing jobs unfilled over the next 10 years, which brings, you know, which brings our partnership and what Rich does and what Gateway does even more to the forefront of we need to expose people to these great jobs that are out there, get them the skill set to be able to do that job and help them improve their lives.
Yeah, exactly. And I think recently, if our listeners went out to buy furniture or a car or an appliance, they recognize the fact that there is a huge supply chain dynamic going on as well on where these products come from. And how do we reinforce made in America type concepts with skills being developed? So what you're talking about is this skilled worker shortage across the nation, but across the globe. So we've got to start thinking about how do we build talent locally so that we can put a supply chain in place where our employers can produce products and get them done efficiently right here in our community and across this nation. So what you're doing is helping to create a catalyst for the economy, both locally and nationally. And I think as we talk about the great jobs that people can have, which is one aspect of it, it also has another side to that coin, and that is it allows productivity for companies, which allows the economic growth of the region, which gives us the stability that we need in order to maintain the lifestyles that we all want, right? We want new products, we want new things, and if you can't buy them, it becomes very, very disheartening. Mm-hmm.
Bill Diamond, none of this works, of course, if you don't have terrific teachers like Rich Schaus kind of making the connections. Tell us what Haas Automation does in terms of supporting and encouraging teachers like Rich Schaus and his counterparts all across the country to do what they do and to do it as well as they can.
Sure, absolutely. I just want to give a quote that Gene Haas himself actually gave at a presentation a while back. His quote was, "The investment of money doesn't compare to the teachers and people who invest their time with the students." That's directly from the guy who started the company and, you know, has grown the company. And that's a huge part of what's allowing all of this to happen. You know, is Gene himself understands, he gets it. You know, a difference that has been brought up a couple times is, you know, Rich actually came from industry, so he's a hands-on guy. I think in the past, you know, 20 years ago, the technical educators were not necessarily hands-on people. They were I don't want to say book smart, but you know, they taught by textbook and they were teachers first, where Rich is a hands-on guy first. You know, so that's critical. I mean, the teachers are everything in the tech college.
Yeah, that's so important, Bill. I wonder if you could just highlight one of my first experiences probably 2 years ago now was the HTEC conference that was hosted at Gateway. Can you explain a little bit about what these convenings are about and how they become sort of peer-to-peer mentoring and sharing programs?
Yeah, absolutely. the HTEC network was formed by Haas probably in 1998 to 99. And what Haas did is they went out and kind of leveraged the capabilities and technologies that they had internally and went outside their organization to bring in industry partners, because there's so much more to what Rich does day to day than just having a piece of equipment. There's a curriculum, there's, you know, machining oils, CAD/CAM systems. There's all these other things that are needed to make, to give Rich the tools he needs to be successful. So what Haas did is they went outside their organization and got people committed to education and working with Haas to make sure that we could provide, you know, Rich and other instructors everything they needed in a package. You know, you buy the equipment, that's one part of it, but there, like I said, there's a considerable amount of materials and expense that come outside of that. So really what we try to do is give the school, especially the high schools, a package that when the machine arrives there, that they're ready to run it. Excellent. So, the tools in the HTEC network, not only the collaboration in between Rich and all the other members in the HTEC organization, you know, what projects are you doing, or, you know, what issues are you having, whatever. But, you know, the other part of that is all the additional materials that they need that we try to package up for you guys.
That's so important. I mean, it can be lonely if you're a one person training program, or even if you're a six person training program. You still need to have that support network behind you. The idea that instructors can collaborate across the region, across the country, gives better examples, best practices, solutions to problems that other instructors may have had, and just really enhances the teaching ability of our instructors.
Yeah, absolutely.
Rich Schaus, what would your advice be to somebody who might be considering a career in manufacturing and CNC? What should they be thinking about, and what would Gateway have to offer them?
Sure. So I think the first step would be really important would to be meet up with myself or one of my team members. All of our instructors in the CNC department are hands-on folks, so we've all come from industry. I'm really proud of my team and our administration, from team members Rich B, Kadia, Tom, all the way to our dean, Ray Kukari, all the way up to the president's office. Extremely supportive, and they really have the tools for our students to be successful. The first step is going to be getting hold of one of us or somebody at Gateway who can put you in touch with one of us. And I'd like to show you around, show you the labs, show you some of that Haas equipment. We have campuses on two centers, so at the IMET Center in Sturdivant, Racine County, and also Walworth County at the RPM Center. A lot of the same equipment, but we also have some different stuff too. So that's a little more locally focused. I think that any one of us can really show you what it would take to be successful, and take a look around, explore.
Absolutely. Rich, I wonder if you could just comment a little bit on sort of what types of attributes you look for from students. You know, what kinds of things maybe students ought to think about as they're going into their high school programming, and this whole idea of this dual programming, this transfer of credit idea.
Sure, absolutely. So Gateway does have a lot of different opportunities. So if you're a junior in high school, you can start College Now program, or you can come to school as part of your regular high school day. You know, that's something you need to get in touch with your guidance counselor about. We have high school CNC academies on the Elkhorn campus. So I have four area high schools that participate in that, and they send their students right to my class rather than going to their regular scheduled high school class. The best part about it is it's free. It's free for the student. Well, somebody's got to pay for it, and students don't at this point. So, and like I said, they're being taught on world-class equipment in a state-of-the-art lab. So I think that's the best advantage, by super qualified instructors.
Very good. Well, you make a good point, and you say it's free, so it's The students do not have to pay tuition, which can help make college affordable. If they can graduate from high school with 12 or 13 credits, or maybe even an associate or a diploma program before they graduate high school, that just propels their career path that much faster and reduces college debt, makes it affordable. And that only happens because of great partnerships like the Gene Haas Foundation that we announced today. That's the kind of investment that helps to support that financial opportunity for young people. And so today's announcement is so meaningful. And it's really going to help build even a greater foundation for more students to access college.
Very exciting.
Bill Diamond, we can give you about a minute or so for any closing thoughts that you have.
Sure. It's been great visiting with you guys today, and we're thrilled to have this partnership, being rolled out in a week or so, right, Dr. Brian?
That's right.
It'd be great if this wasn't a Zoom meeting. I guess, a comment to Dr. Brian a few weeks back was the last time we were out and about was the WTEA event in the Dells. And, a week, 2 weeks after that, the world kind of tipped over on us. And here we are on a Zoom meeting. But I appreciate the invite. I'm thrilled to be working with you guys. That's probably it.
Well, Bill, I just say thank you once again on behalf of the entire Gateway community. Just like over a year ago when we met at the Wisconsin Dells, you're tipping it over again for us, but in a way that's going to leave a legacy for literally hundreds, if not thousands, of students over the generations. So thank you to you for being on our program, and of course, to the Gene Haas Foundation for their financial support.
Thank you.
Great to have today a Bill Diamond, Haas Technical Education Manager. Bill Diamond, really great to make your acquaintance today, and we hope you'll be able to be on the morning show again at some point. And thank you again for all that you're doing on behalf of Gateway.
Absolutely. Schaus, thank you.
And Rich Schaus, who is a Gateway instructor, wonderful to have you back on the program as well. Best wishes to you.
Thank you.
And Brian Albrecht, the president of Gateway Technical College. It will be great to see you in May, but thank you for today's program.
You're welcome, Greg. And thanks again for all of our listeners. And in May, we'll begin to celebrate our commencement of our students.
Excellent. Tomorrow on the morning show, we're going to be previewing for you this weekend's concert by the Racine Symphony Orchestra, a virtual concert, but a concert that will feature the latest winner of their young artist competition, a fine young cellist by the name of Nolan Borner. We'll speak with him and with the artistic director of the Racine Symphony, Pasquale Lorino. That's part one. In part two of tomorrow's program, I speak with Dr. Wael Farouk, a colleague of mine in the music faculty at Carthage. He recently undertook the monumental task of performing Rachmaninoff's Piano Concertos number 1, 2, and 3 in the course of a single evening. That was a performance essentially without live audience, but was recorded to be shared with the public beginning this weekend. And you will hear from Dr. Farouk about his long relationship with the Munich music of Rachmaninoff, and in particular, these three tremendous piano concertos. On Friday's morning show, I will be previewing for you the latest documentary on the PBS series American Experience. The film is titled American Oz, and as you might guess from the title,
It focuses on the life and career and legacy of L. Frank Baum, the author of The Wonderful Wizard of Oz. It turns out that L. Frank Baum lived a most interesting life and lived in most interesting times. And there is much fascinating information shared for the very first time in this remarkable film. I speak to the directors and producers of American Oz on Friday's morning show. The morning show airs every weekday morning between 8 and 9 o'clock. Support for the morning show comes from the University of Wisconsin Parkside, offering an online master's degree in healthcare administration. Learn the skills necessary to be a leader and make an impact in the ever-evolving and diverse field of healthcare in partnership with UW Extension.